Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How did you meet the person you're with?
So my husband and I met the night of the October storm.
Wow.
We were both cashiers at a grocery store. And there was nobody in the store, so we just started talking. We were in high school at the time, dated all through college, and got married in 2015.
That's so funny. Your parents must have been so worried about you during the October storm, being stuck at a store, and you were probably like, no, Mom, I'm good. I'm fine.
We got this.
Yeah, he actually got off an hour before me, and he waited to make sure that my mom would pick me up.
Aww, that's so cute. That's a great story. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
So it's actually kind of ironic because Ellicottville's coming up, Salsa. And I actually met my boyfriend now of a year. It'll actually be a year coming up at Ellicottville, and I was waiting for my friend to come to EVC, and all of a sudden, this guy just comes over and starts conversation with me, and from there, now we've been dating for a year, and it's been pretty good.
Oh, that's amazing. Are you going back this weekend?
Yeah, and I'm actually going back with him, too, so it's going to be great. We're going to sit where we met and kind of rekindle with how we met that night, and I'm really excited.
Oh, that is so fun. What a great story. Good luck. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
My high school boyfriend actually pointed out my current husband to me.
Come on.
Explain.
So I dated this guy all through high school, and like, I just knew he was going to change my life somehow. I just didn't know exactly how. So I went away to college, and he broke up with me. And when I came back home to visit, we went to a show, and he was like, look at that guy. He looks like this celebrity. And I was like, no, that guy's hot. And that's who I ended up hearing was that guy.
What Wow. celebrity does he look like?
He said Chris Kattan, but he doesn't look anything like Chris Kattan. Like, my husband totally looks like Bill Cooney all the time now.
Are you talking Chris Kattan, Saturday Night Live, Mr. Peepers Chris Kattan?
Yeah, I know,
right? Now I'm thinking of what is love.
Right?
Oh, that the Roxbury, so, sure.
That's a great story. And you know what? We'll stay with that guy is hot thought,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Rather than Chris Kattan. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
So a couple of years ago, my cousin had actually introduced me to his best friend since he's been friends with him since kindergarten, and now he is 27 years old. And I was up at my parents' cottage in Rushford Lake with my cousin, and sure enough, my now fiancé, I should call him, he was there, and my mom was like, you need to get up here. I was working at a restaurant at a time, and it was like Labor Day weekend, and she's like, you need to get up here right now. There's a really cute guy here. He's actually your cousin's best friend. And I'm like, how have I not met him? Because my cousins and I were like really close over the years. So fair enough, we ended up meeting, and we talked then, and we were there for like a week straight. So we basically started dating the first time that we met.
Oh my gosh, that's
I need
amazing.
To point out that technically your mom is your wingman.
Oh yeah, she knows that too. She will never let us down. She will always remind us of that.
Yeah.
She is just hilarious. She's like, well, since you guys just got engaged, we just got engaged like last month. So she was like, I'm the one who got you guys together. Never forget it. We were like, oh no, Mom, we give you props. Thank you so much.
That is so, I love, you know, we heard a few stories of moms being like, he's hot. Here's my daughter's number. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Good
I love the story. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
Hi. I actually just recently started dating someone a few months ago, and we met on Hinge, which is a new dating app. I don't know if you know that one.
No, and, tell me about Hinge.
We'd like to check them all out. Tell us.
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of the new dating apps, and it's like, it's kind of like Tinder, but a lot better, and it's for people who want to be more serious in their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
So, like a three-night stand, coffee. Not a one-night stand?
No, exactly. Meet and date affluent older singles. No games. Real results. Start now. Tips for a first date. Yeah. So, tell me about, like, what it is.
So, it's like you pick different prompts that you're interested in. So, like, they give you a list of different things, like 50 options. So, you say, like, something really cool about me that you should ask me about, and you fill it in, and then people choose to either like that or like one of your pictures. And then if you like something of theirs back or start a conversation with them, that's how it goes.
Yeah. So you guys met on Hinge.
Yes. And then we met at Spot Coffee, and we had our first date. And I've been on, like, a ton of first dates, like, so many. But with this guy, I mean, like, we literally both love at first sight. And we talk about this all the time, that, like, the second we saw each other, we knew, and we've been going so strong since, and we have a better relationship than either of us have ever had so far, and it's amazing.
Wow, that is so cool. Thank you for sharing that. Maybe it'll help somebody. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
Well, we actually went to middle school together, but we didn't meet in middle school. We didn't know each other. We met on a field trip in ninth grade, and we both had a crush on each other, but neither of us told the other one. And we stayed friends throughout high school. We started dating the summer after high school and had, like, a summer fling. And then we broke up, being young.
Uh-huh.
And about a year after that, he was working as a pharmacy technician at a local pharmacy, and I happened to go in there not knowing he worked there. And we reconnected at that point, and we've now been together 17 years and two children. And yeah.
Did you ever find the middle school yearbook of the pictures of each of you, even though you didn't know each other? Yeah.
And both of us had said after the fact, we do remember seeing each other at school. We just were never on the same team or anything, so we had never crossed paths.
Do you remember where the field trip was?
Yes, I do. It was actually to NCCC. We were going to, like, explore the different programs in school.
Cool.
To see what we wanted to do. And after the field trip, we came back to the school to have lunch and watch a movie, and we had to pair up desks because there was too many kids and not enough desks.
Right.
And I was sitting on his desk. That's how we met.
Oh my gosh, that's so amazing. That's a great story. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
Well, we actually met through one of my individuals. I had to take my individuals to the dentist, and her coworker walked in, asked if I was single, and then my individual made me give her my number, and we've been together ever since.
What is an individual? Explain.
I worked with people who had developmental disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So I had, you know, I have to take them to doctor's appointments, dentist appointments. So I just so happened to be on that dentist appointment, and her coworker came in, asked if I was single or if I was with anybody. I was actually at the time. And I had told her that, and then my individual decided not to leave the office until I handed her my number.
Oh, my gosh. I love your individual. That is amazing.
We are actually now engaged, and I plan on inviting my individual to the wedding.
Good call.
Because if it wasn't for him or her coworker, we wouldn't even be together or know each other.
You know, when somebody has developmental disabilities, sometimes all people can see is the things they can't do. And you being close to your individual, you must see so many more things. Any thoughts on that?
You definitely see, you do. There's just so many different things. You see the way they love. It could be objects. It could be a person. It could be family. Just the way they love is extraordinary. Like, I feel like they love more than we do or that we even can. Because they just have all these emotions just all coming out at once, but it's amazing, and they're very, I don't know, they're always there for you if you're there for them.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling. Appreciate that. Congratulations, too. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
Hi. So
hi.
We actually met in Afghanistan.
Are you in the military?
And he is. I'm not anymore, but we were.
Okay.
And so we met in Afghanistan, and then we were over there for 6 months, and then when we were getting ready to come home, we realized, oh, we're best friends. This is going to suck. I'm going back to Japan. He's going back to Colorado. what are we going to do? So after we went back to our separate ways, he came to visit me, and we were like, wait, this is more than just a friendship. And 10 years later, we're happily married with two kids.
That's amazing. So Japan to Colorado, and you guys looked at each other and said, there's only one place to live, and that's Buffalo.
Well, we need a family help with the kids, but yeah.
Well, there's mom's got to help out.
I just want to believe that you picked Buffalo
realistic,
out of all the
Jen,
places in the world, of course. I'm glad you called. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
It was actually my landlord.
No way.
Yes. So I was going through a divorce. I rented this apartment. It was the upstairs apartment. Within a couple of months,
Yep, the old upper and lower situation. Yep.
Still and together?
We are still together. We just celebrated our 10th anniversary on the 3rd of this month.
Wow.
And Nick was actually my DJ for my wedding.
No way. How did he do? He's amazing, isn't he?
He's amazing. He's absolutely amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's so cool.
Let me ask. I need to check. You're not still paying rent, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, watching out for you. That's all. Mm.
We ended up buying our forever home, and we closed at like the end of August.
Congratulations. That's a big deal.
That is such a big deal. Hey, you know, Nick, I'm glad she brought up DJing weddings.
Yeah.
I know you've got mad skills.
Right.
So if it's my wedding and I just want to hear the same song over and over again, and you happen to be DJ, what's the policy?
Bride trumps everybody.
The bride trumps
like whatever
everybody.
The bride wants, the bride gets. That's just the way it is.
All right. So and if I want you to have cold
thing
lasers,
is, I know that you want cold lasers, even though that's not what they are at
and
all.
I want your DJ booth to be.
Yep.
I want it to be like at the Jonas Brothers show.
You want it to look like a spaceship, you said.
Yeah, I want it to look like a spaceship, so all lights point on you, and then you put your hands in the air. Like, I want that shot so bad.
Yeah.
And
I think what you want really is the Chainsmokers to perform at your wedding, it sounds like.
No, the Jonas Brothers and the Chainsmokers.
Okay.
Well, I do like the Chainsmokers, but you're better than the Chainsmokers.
Are you getting married?
I think I am.
We got
so
a thing
far,
in the mail,
so
but
good.
I threw it out. Is that a... What is that? Is that important?
Yeah. Save the date.
It was save the something. I honestly thought it was just a sign up and send some money thing.
Listen, yeah, please send money. Yes, please. Totally.
Yeah, I'm still booked for your date. I will be there.
Your presence is our present.
Yeah, appreciate that.
But I mean, still, I'll take gifts, cheese, wine. You know, I mean,
I'm bringing cheese, baby.
I'm just right.
Yep. Exactly. Name brand. It's gonna be
all
awesome.
Right, let's get a couple more calls. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
Good morning.
Morning.
I met the person I'm with at my son's kindergarten birthday party. They were in kindergarten class together, and the two boys were best friends. They came to his birthday party, and the dad came, and that's how we started talking.
It must have been so funny. Were the boys confused when you guys kept getting together, and then they're like, wait, why is Mr. So-and-so staying here?
Parent-teacher conferences, are we doing?
We had a play date together. So he called me the Playdate Mom.
That's a great name.
So, yeah. We're still together today, and they're best friends still.
That's really special. That's amazing. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
Hi. So I always say this is a story for the grandkids. One day... 5 years ago, I was having stomach issues, so my doctor had me go get a blood test. So I went to go get my blood test, and the phlebotomist is now my boyfriend of 5 years.
No, wait, how was his technique?
Okay, so we were talking about running, and, you know, I was just like, okay, yeah, so I'm going to leave now. As I was leaving, he was like, oh, well, maybe we can run together someday. And I'm like, sure. And he's like, should I take your number? Do I give my number? Should we exchange numbers? I'm like, we can exchange numbers. So after that, we've been running ever since, and we've been together for 5 years.
That's amazing. So were you nervous on your first run, or was the run more important than the guy?
Actually, the run was about 3 months after
Okay.
We have been talking ever since, and then we're like, okay, well, maybe we should probably run together now.
Right. Yeah, the run, Jan, it was never about the run. Like, eventually they had to run, but the run was just the combo to get the combo going.
You know, Nick always get the workout in. I was thinking for sure that would be top of mind. Like, they had to run first, sweat together, and then a couple that sweat.
Do you think
together
he saved an extra vial just because he knew you were special?
So
well, I don't know how phlebotomists roll. Like, if they really like somebody, maybe they take one for themselves.
Maybe he is.
I do call him my vampire.
Oh, that is amazing. That's so cool. Thanks for calling in.